Yeah, thanks for writing. Asking about local competitions in IDPA, which is International Defensive Pistol Association, and USPSA, United States Practical Shooting Association competitions. They're all over the country. There are a lot of great ones. I've only been to local ones in the small town of Jackson. My advice, when you think about getting a good gun for doing that and the right equipment, I would start out small, and you have an easygoing, humble attitude, which is perfect for getting into this. I would go with what you have. Don't buy anything extra for your first competition or two. Go and see if you like it. Go very slowly. Make sure that you're hitting every single target just as you should. That's a big thing. Because what I did when I started was I went in and just shot so fast, and I was impressing myself by how quickly I could pull the trigger, but I didn't hit much. So I should have taken three times longer, completely set ego aside, and try to put the bullet in the center every single time. That would be my advice for your first time. IDPA, you need to have a concealed holster. So whether it's an outside the waistband and you have a shirt that hangs down over it, or an inside the waistband, it makes it a little easier for a shirt, but it just can't be visible. So you'll want the gun, the holster, and a magazine pouch that holds two magazines that is also hidden. That and ear protection and 100, 150 rounds is all you would need for IDPA. And then just go and be humble and ask everybody for advice, and you will have a blast. For USPSA, they have a lot of different classifications, more so than IDPA, I think, so that the person that has the $3,500 race gun with a red dot sight and the flared magwell and the 40-round magazine is not on the same level playing field as the person with a single stack 1911 with no extras on it in 45 ACP. So they base it on the caliber, the fanciness of the gun, etc. I would once again, for the first one, go with basics. Make sure you have a few extra mags. It might be worth having two magazine pouches with four extra magazines plus what's in your gun. Sometimes those have more rounds in the stage. But I would go with that and go slowly, watch, learn, talk, listen, but definitely don't buy a gun or extra equipment for your first match. Just go shoot with what you have, and chances are, as long as you're being safe, they're going to welcome you. You'll have a great time, and you'll learn a lot. So I would go and do that, and then as you ask people for advice about what to buy, whether it's an STI or some other brand, you're going to get 50 different opinions. Take them all with a grain of salt. Listen to mine. Take it with a grain of salt, and good luck making a decision from there. It is the best way to have fun and get extra training. It's just so much fun. Competitions are awesome. This is Shepard signing off. I hope you have so much fun